I met a man today. An extraordinary man.
What?
Tell me you've started cooking lunch. My publisher has just stuffed me with custard creams. I know, I should have resisted, but he was talking sizable advances and I got a bit carried away.
Oh, don't you worry, Mrs. Butterworth. I know you always come back from Mr. Fielder's full of biscuits. I've made some sandwiches and put them in foil in the fridge.
Brenda, are you curtain twitching? Are we that sort of neighbourhood now? Brenda.
He's still there.
What? Who? Brenda.
He's been there since just after you left.
Who has?
Look, but be careful. Don't let him see you. He's looking right at this house.
No, I refuse to curtain twitch. I insist you explain yourself at once, Brenda.
There's a man out there watching the house.
Oh, so ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous.
Ooh. Is he wearing a gabardine mac and a fedora?
No, he's as scruffy as you like. Dirty clothes, ripped trouser leg, unshaven, very unsavoury looking.
Maybe he's holding a rolled up newspaper concealing a pistol with a silencer.
Well, you can take the mickey if you like. But if you ask me...
Yes? Well, go on, you got me interested now.
There's something a bit shifty about him.
Shifty? Just because he's a bit scruffy? Brenda, you're such a terrible snob.
As if he's got a dark secret. As though he's up to no good. Oh, and his eyes. Oh, they look right at you.
I thought I was the one who was supposed to have the overactive imagination.
Will you just come and... Oh, my goodness.
What?
Shh, he's coming over.
Is he?
Bold as brass. He's coming to the door. Oh, my God. What are we to do?
Oh, you answer it. I'll hide.
What? But...
Yes, can I help you? Yes, look, I haven't got...
That car. This one, out here. KAR120C.
What about it?
Everything.
Eh?
I know everything about it. The engine number is 461340Z. I built it. It's mine.
No, it isn't.
I want to see her.
Who?
The new owner. I saw her pull up a moment ago. She came in here. I want to see her.
Well, you can't.
It was a bit unfriendly, wasn't it?
Well, he gave me the creeps. Those eyes, sort of desperate, like a ravenous animal's.
What's he doing now?
Don't. He might see you.
He's just looking at my car.
You don't think he's going to steal it, do you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? He said he thought it was his. We should call the police. Let me call the police.
No, don't. You know, he looks like a bit of a lost soul to me.
Is he touching the car?
No. He's just sort of wandered off.
Well, good riddance.
I'm going to follow him.
What? No!
I'm sure he's perfectly harmless.
What? He could be anyone.
There's something about him, don't you think? Something going on behind his eyes.
Probably murder.
No, I don't think so. His clothes were...
Probably been sleeping rough.
He's a man with a story.
You can't go treating people like they're characters in one of your books, Mrs. Butterworth.
And what do you mean by that?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be harsh, but in real life...
Yes?
Well, in real life, people can be dangerous. And you're...
I'm what?
You know what I mean. You ought not to upset yourself just now.
Brenda, don't fuss. I'll be perfectly fine. Oh! I've...
Hello. Again?
Again? Sorry. I didn't expect to... Well, I didn't expect to find you just standing in the street.
Didn't you?
No, I thought you might have gone, or... I don't know, sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about.
Except that I've apparently got your car.
It looks just the same.
The car? Well, good. I didn't know the previous owner. You. I mean, my... Someone bought it for me.
I wasn't talking about my car. I meant the pub.
The Lord Buckingham? You know it?
Yes.
What are you doing?
It feels real.
What?
It tastes real. London grime.
I'm not sure that's good for you.
Are you real?
Well, I hope you're not planning on doing that to me. Sorry, that was an odd thing to say. Would you like a drink?
No money.
I see. No, of course.
Of course?
Oh, well, my housekeeper, Brenda, she said you look like you've been sleeping rough.
Rough?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I have been sleeping rough.
I'll buy you a drink. Sorry, was that too forward? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have...
Why not? Buy me a drink. I could do with a drink.
I always forget how small this place is. Do you think it could be the smallest pub in London?
Could be.
First customers of the day. What can I get you?
What would you like?
Whiskey. Large, please.
Oh, OK. I think I'll join you. Two large whiskies, please. Do you want to sit down?
I think I'd better...
That'll be 4 and 6, love. Are your friend all right?
Not sure. Bit tired, I expect. Thanks.
I'm fine. How's Bob?
Bob?
You don't know who Bob is?
No.
He's the landlord.
Oh, that Bob. Yeah. He died.
Yeah. Cheers.
When did he die? When did Bob die?
Dunno. Before I got this job.
Then how do you know his name?
Boss mentioned him. Think they knew each other.
How did he die?
Think it was a freak road accident. Excuse me, got to change the barrel.
Did you know the old landlord well?
I knew him. Cheers. Do you often buy strange men drinks?
Only strange men who've been sleeping rough and claim to know everything about my car.
4610340Z. That's the engine number.
Is it? I honestly wouldn't know, I'm afraid.
I know about your house, too.
Oh? Cigarette?
Thanks. Nice case. Thanks.
What's your name?
What's yours?
Kate. Kate Butterworth.
You're not going to tell me your name.
That barmaid.
What about her?
Something about her.
You recognise her?
Maybe I...
Are you sure you're all right?
No.
What's happened to you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. But something's happened to you, hasn't it? Something terrible.
What makes you say that?
Not sure. I just sort of feel it.
What?
Brenda thinks I'm vulnerable at the moment.
Brenda?
My housekeeper.
Why should you be vulnerable?
Never mind. Tell me your story.
Story?
Now, don't prove me wrong. I told Brenda you were a man with a story to tell.
Did you now?
Yes. And it's true, isn't it?
How do I know I can trust you?
How do you know you can trust anyone?
I don't.
Have you ever trusted anyone?
Perhaps. Once.
I see. But not anymore. Is this your story?
You haven't asked me why I know about your house. Why not?
Okay. Tell me about my house.
I used to live there.
Where did you move to?
The village.
What do you mean, the village?
Don't you know?
Well, no. No, I don't. Where is it?
I have no idea. But I got away.
You got away? I don't quite understand. You were in a village, you didn't know where it was, and you didn't want to be there. How long were you there?
I don't know. A long time.
Okay. How did you get away?
The shower didn't work.
The showers? Sorry, I don't follow.
That's how it started. The shower didn't work and the village was empty.
Look, maybe a drink wasn't a good idea. When did you last eat?
I can't remember.
I think you'd better come back with me. Brenda's a great cook.
Brenda?
I told you, my housekeeper. Look, come on. Let me help you up. Come on. Can I contact someone for you? What's your name?
No names. Just numbers. Six.
Six?
Number six.
What about six?
Not six. Z-M-7-3. Thank you. These are delicious.
So I see.
They were meant for Mrs. Butterworth.
I'm sorry, would you...
No, it's fine. I'm not hungry. Brenda?
Yes, Mrs. Butterworth?
Any thoughts on dinner this evening?
There's that hot pot from yesterday.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Thanks.
Sorry?
Would Brenda's hot pot for dinner suit you?
You want me to stay for dinner?
Perhaps the gentleman has made other arrangements.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. I think the gentleman and I need to have a little chat. So...
Oh, well, if you're quite sure...
Yes, I think I am.
Well, I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Thank you.
She's suspicious of me.
No, I'm sure she's just...
Now, don't blame her. Why aren't you?
You want me to be suspicious of you.
Shouldn't you be?
I'm not much concerned with what I should or shouldn't be.
Bit of a rebel, are you?
I'm interested in people, their stories.
My story?
Don't you want to tell me?
Why should I?
Everybody wants to tell their story, don't they?
This is beginning to sound like an interrogation.
Well, it isn't. More tea?
Thank you.
Feeling better?
A little.
Are you going to tell me about this village and how you got away?
I took photographs of it.
The village?
Yes. I've got the film here.
Oh, we could take it to the chemist's and get it developed. My local man's pretty quick.
Maybe later.
So, if you had to escape from this village, was someone keeping you there by force?
Yes.
So, how did you get away?
I told you, it was empty.
You just woke up one morning and everyone had gone?
Yes.
Even the people trying to keep you there?
Everyone had gone.
So, what, you just ran?
I couldn't run, I drove out. It was just mountains everywhere, no road, no track, so I got some supplies from the local shop, the garage, some things left down on the quayside. I made a raft.
A raft? You knew how to do that?
Yes.
How come?
Why do you want to know?
Just interested. So you set sail? Sorry, you're tired. I shouldn't badger you, sorry.
The tea. You put something in the tea?
Something? Just milk? I could get you a blanket if you want a nap.
No, I don't want to sleep. I have to...
After what?
I have to find out.
Find out?
We should call the police.
Oh, have you been listening at the door?
Only for your own safety. Shall I go and call them now?
No, Brenda, don't be silly. He hasn't done anything wrong.
No, not yet.
I want to know his story.
This is my bed. Hello?
Are you decent?
I'm fully clothed.
I didn't think it polite to undress you.
What?
But you were really out for the count, so we put you to bed. Brenda disapproves, of course.
It's early morning.
About six.
Six?
I don't sleep very well. I was working in the study.
What were you working on? My confession?
You want some breakfast?
Why have you got a tape recorder in here?
Don't be so suspicious. Why do you keep looking out the window?
I suppose I still can't believe I'm really in London again.
Are you in trouble? Sorry. I shouldn't ask that. I promise I won't ask it again.
It's a perfectly natural question.
I don't want to pry. Just let you tell me in your own time.
Interesting technique.
Why is it difficult for you to believe you're really in London again?
This is you not prying, is it?
This is me being intrigued.
They faked it before.
Faked what? Who did?
Are you faking it?
Exactly how long have you been away?
How long have you owned my car?
I can show you the logbook if you like.
Yes, I would like that. And you still haven't told me about why you have a tape recorder in here.
Oh. Well, I suppose I should confess.
Please do.
I'm a novelist.
So?
Sometimes. Well, the blank sheet of paper in the typewriter sort of defeats me. So I use that to record some ideas in here, away from the study and the dreaded typewriter.
Oh, no, please don't switch it on.
Perhaps I want to know your story.
Please, it's just ideas at the moment. It's nonsense, really.
But I want to know your story.
Okay, so he's lost in action. Yes, that's what we'll say, just lost in action. That could be the title. And she, the wife, isn't given any more information than that. Every morning, she finds herself looking out of the window and wondering if he'll come home again. Even though she has the telegram telling her that he's dead, she doesn't quite believe it. How can anyone believe someone is dead if they don't see the body? That could sound a bit weird. Never mind. Go with it, Kate. So, without seeing his body, can she ever be sure her husband is dead? And so she carries on, looking out of the window. More and more, she expects him just to turn up out of the blue. But slowly, relentlessly, her despair gets worse, and she never goes out. She never sees anyone. She isolates herself. And then she notices a robin redbreast every morning feeding on her window ledge. A beautiful robin redbreast every morning. Until one morning, it isn't there. And she realizes that little bird not being there, she realizes she feels the same as she did when she read the telegram. And she cries. She can't stop crying. She cries herself to sleep. But the next morning, the robin is there again. There, feeding on the window ledge. And seeing it again fills her with joy. Indescribable joy. And this is crazy, she gets the uncanny feeling that somehow the robin redbreast is her husband. She knows it's bonkers, of course, but she feels it with more and more uncanny certainty that her husband is still alive in another creature's body.
Why did you turn it off?
It's embarrassing. That's all. It's just a silly idea. I'll probably never write it. And as I was trying to tell you, I've got the logbook for the car in the sitting room.
Good. Show it to me.
Coffee and toast. Anything else I can get you?
This logbook. It's new this year. Yours is the first name on it. There's no indication of the previous owner.
The estate agents arranged it all. They said the car was available, and I've always had a taste for a little speed.
How long have you lived here?
About a year. Do you want me to look out the details of the lease for you?
Yes.
Okay. I was joking, but...
You think I'm mad?
I think it's important for you to know these things, and I'm happy to help. Here you are, the lease.
Thank you. The estate agents were Stombell and Croydon.
Yes. I remember I dealt with Mr. Croydon himself. Nice enough. Big moustache.
That wasn't the firm I did business with.
That's all?
Yes.
And?
And?
I'll admit it, I'm fascinated to know your story.
You want to turn my life into a book?
Would that be such a bad thing? Everyone has a story.
I don't tell stories.
Why not? Everyone tells stories.
Not me, I've got nothing to say.
So you have a secret?
It's all secret.
Your job?
Why do you say that?
Do you work for the government or something?
That's an odd conclusion to come to.
Is it?
Yes. What's your secret?
What makes you think?
You keep stopping yourself from saying something.
So, we both have little nagging feelings about each other, don't we? We both know the other has a secret.
If you say so.
I'll tell you mine, if you tell me yours.
No deal.
Okay. So, what now?
Will you let me borrow your car? Is that a no?
Will you bring it back?
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
To see the people I worked for.
Okay. How long will it take?
Hard to tell. Not long.
You're lying. Tell me something that's true.
I don't know how long it'll take.
That's the truth. What's your name?
Peter Smith.
Oh, okay, Peter. The ignition key's in my desk over there.
Thanks.
Are you putting me in danger?
No.
You don't know, do you, Peter?
Be seeing you.
Are you seriously going to see your old bosses dressed in those dirty old clothes?
What? Oh. What do you suggest I do about it?
I'll lend you some of my husband's clothes.
Your husband?
He died. A while ago. And you're more or less his size. There's a suit that'll fit you.
I'm sorry.
What about?
Your husband.
Thanks, Peter. I'll give you a spare key for the front door too. I may be out when you come back.
You trust me to come back?
I think you'll do your best. Be gentle with her, won't you? I've had a bit of trouble with her overheating in traffic.
She'll be fine. Thanks for the clothes. And the food.
Be back in time for Brenda's hot pot.
I'll do my best. Be seeing you.
Fly away, Robin.
ZM73. I said ZM73.
Please, wait. Verified. Barrier rising.
Brenda, I'll get it.
He's probably crashed that car of yours.
I don't think so. Oh.
Hello.
You're from the pub, aren't you?
That's right. Behind the bar.
Oh, so what can I do for you?
You got that strange bloke from the pub here?
I'm sorry?
You know, the one who nearly fainted and was asking all them questions about Bob.
I thought you didn't know him.
Who? Bob?
No, Peter.
Peter?
The man. And Bob, for that matter.
No. Just wondered if he was all right.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure I quite understand why you're, concerned.
Aren't you?
No. No, I'm not. Sorry.
Is he here?
Look, I'm afraid I don't really know you. I don't even know your name, so I'm not sure it's appropriate for me to...
Talk to a stranger?
Well, yes, to be blunt. Sorry.
But isn't Peter a stranger?
Look, I don't think I have anything else to say, really.
All right, love. But if you take my advice, you don't want to go falling for some fella just because he reminds you of your dead husband.
I beg your pardon?
If he really is dead.
What?
Be seeing you.
But what on earth did you mean by...
Everything all right? Who was it? Oh, you look as white as a sheet. Mrs. Butterworth?
Hmm? Oh, it was... very peculiar.
Are you all right? You've got such a queer look on your face.
Have I? Yes, I suppose I must have.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, who was it? Was it that man again?
No, it was the barmaid from the pub around the corner. She was asking about him.
About who?
About Peter.
Peter? You mean that's his name, is it?
No, I think it probably isn't, actually.
You mean he's given you a false name?
Yes.
And what's this barmaid got to do with it all?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, if you ask me, this all sounds very fishy indeed.
Yes. Yes, it does, doesn't it? It's quite a story, actually.
Now, don't you go getting yourself mixed up in some trouble just for the sake of one of your silly books.
Brenda? Do you really think my books are silly?
Oh, I didn't mean to...
Well, maybe they are to some people, but not to me. Not today. Brenda, I shall be in my room tape recording. Excuse me.
Danvers, is this your idea of a joke?
No, sir. Mark Stein just called. ZM73 is back, and he wants to see you.
Good God.
He's causing quite a bit of trouble.
Is he now? Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Well, all right, then. Make a note that this is a code orange situation and set security conditions accordingly.
Right away, sir.
Oh, and Danvers?
Yes, sir?
Call through to Markstein and tell him to let ZM73 in.
Well, if you think that's wise, sir.
Just get on with it, Danvers. Use my phone. Let's not waste any more time.
Of course not, sir.
Markstein? Can you... Oh, I see.
What's the matter?
But he says ZM73 is already on his way.
Well, well, well.
ZM73, I'm afraid you can't just waltz in here whenever you please. You've got some
Well, at least this time I know you're real. Real? What are you talking about?
Don't you know?
All right. You better calm down, old chap. Danvers? You all right? You've given him quite a nosebleed, you know.
I'm pleased to hear it. Oh.
Danvers, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, when you're ready to get up, will you please fetch a pot of tea?
Yes, of course, sir. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Don't let it happen again, though.
No, sir.
No hard feelings, Danvers?
No. Excuse me.
Are you going to sit down, old boy?
I'm not sure.
I see.
Do you? What do you see?
An operative who vanished without a trace over a year ago, standing right in front of me against all the odds.
So, I vanished, did I?
You didn't know? Where have you been?
You didn't know?
What sort of question is that?
I mean it.
Very well, I have no idea where you've been. Did you defect?
What do you think?
I've already said you vanished without a trace.
Then I clearly didn't defect. You always know when someone defects.
Up until now, at least.
Tea, sir?
Do be mother, Danvers.
Of course, sir.
So?
So?
Are you seriously expecting me to believe you don't know where you've been?
Thank you, Danvers. You may go.
How dare you?
All right, Danvers, all right. Leave us, would you?
Sir?
Ever heard of the village?
Which village? Where?
Just the village.
My dear fellow, I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Really? Damn.
What?
You drugged the tea.
Yes. Sorry about that. Your cup was rinsed with a fast-acting sedative. We thought it best.
No. Don't send me back there.
Village, eh? Danvers?
Sir?
Well done. We can begin. Get Thorpe.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Yes, it's working. Right. I met a man today. An extraordinary man. Well, certainly a man with an air of mystery about him.
You're awake. Don't struggle. You'll hurt yourself.
Maybe I don't care. When am I?
You're safe.
Who are you?
A friend.
A friend who manacles me to a chair in a metal cell? I'd like to find out what you do to your enemies.
Then answer my questions.
Everyone wants answers. Turn it up! Whatever this is supposed to achieve, turn it off!
What is the village?
Don't you know?
Where is it?
I don't know. All I know is that I escaped from it.
How?
He says I'm living in his home and driving his car. He says that he's escaped from somewhere. Somewhere called the village. A place where he was held prisoner. And that one day he woke up to find it deserted. So he escaped on a raft.
So you just sailed all the way home from you know not where?
Haven't you read the log I wrote on the copy of the village newspaper? It was wrapped up in my pocket along with the film of the photographs I took.
We have the log and we have developed the photographs.
And stop acting dumb and turn this ridiculous light show off.
They provide you with photos of some Italianate architecture.
They?
And you scribble log entries on the back of a faked up news sheet called the Tally Ho. Packed with fantasy stories.
So I faked it all, did I?
They have whole departments devoted to that. Just as we do.
You know I didn't defect.
Do we, indeed? How would that be?
Because you put me in the village!
There is no village. It's a Soviet fiction. Your cover story.
Check those pictures! Check the log entries! I charted my position as best I could. None of it is fake!
Then prove it! You really expect us to believe that you traveled on a makeshift raft with no idea where you'd set out from and found your way back here?
All right, I collapsed. I was exhausted. Starving. I'd given up. I thought I was dead. Turn that racket off!
Only when you've told us the truth.
I woke up! The raft was being boarded by someone.
Who?
Gunrunners. They stole everything I had and threw me overboard. The shock of the cold water somehow gave me strength. Pure adrenaline. I got on board their boat and overpowered them.
How?
I started a bloody fire in their galley. Took them by surprise when they came to find out. Just turn that noise off. Stop the lights.
Keep talking.
I overpowered them to start with.
tied them up. I used their compass and charts, but they got themselves free. I had to swim for it or get shot. You believe me? Do you believe me? You want me to go on? A silent treatment? All right. I swam ashore, met some, I don't know, just gypsies. They didn't speak English. I thought I was somewhere else, in another country.
Behind the Iron Curtain, with your friend?
Until I saw some policemen, English policemen. They'd set up a roadblock. They were searching cars. I assumed they were looking for me.
Why assume that?
Were they looking for me? Were they? I jumped into the back of a lorry, slept, fell out of Marble Arch. Well, were you looking for me? Do you want to put me back in the village? Is that what this is all about? I've told you the truth. That's all I've got. I've confessed. I've given in. I've got nothing left. Do what you like.
I've given him the keys to my car, to my house. I don't know why I... What is it about him? What is it? Maybe that barmaid's right. Maybe he does remind me of my husband, of the Robin Redbreast. What the hell am I talking about? This is insane. Look, just for the record, my husband had some lowly position in Whitehall. Nothing important, nothing special, even though he had to sign the Official Secrets Act, but that was just standard practice. Standard practice, they said. He said... So why should he suddenly just... He died in the service of his country. That's all they'd say. All they would say. And they gave me a number. A number to call if I should ever hear anything about him from anyone. And I asked them what that meant. They wouldn't say. They wouldn't say. What am I supposed to think about that? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with my life?
He's coming round. Would you like a cup of tea, ZM73?
You must be joking.
Oh, it won't be drugged this time.
Sure.
If you thought we sent you to this so-called village, why did you come back to us?
I recognize your voice. Who are you?
My name's Thorpe.
Who made you Chief Inquisitor in charge?
I did. Thorpe's a highly experienced operative. You'd do well to answer his questions.
You've let me out of that tin box. What's changed?
We checked out as much of your story as we could. The gypsies were questioned. They described you rather well. There was a police roadblock nearby because of an escaped prisoner.
Not me?
Not you.
So you believe me?
We still have questions.
So do I.
You answer mine, we'll answer yours.
I had to know the truth.
What about?
You asked me why I came back here, even though I thought you might be running the village.
Do you still think we're running the village?
Do you think at all, Danvers?
Are you sure you don't want to go back into our tin box?
All right, steady on, Danvers. I can assure you that none of us has heard of this village place.
Why should I believe you?
Why should we believe you?
Because you have some proof that I'm telling the truth.
Not much proof.
Precisely. We need more information from you, ZM73.
Information? Why?
How did you end up in this village?
I don't know. I resigned. I was going to catch a plane. I packed and then... I woke up there.
They knocked you out?
Must have done.
Tell us about the village.
You've seen the photographs.
Photographs of a deserted, rather beautiful, Italianate resort of some kind.
It was a prison!
Who were the warders?
Probably everyone.
Who was the governor?
Number two.
Number two?
And I was number six.
Who was number one?
That would be telling.
What's that supposed to mean?
I haven't the faintest idea.
You're saying everyone had a designated number, but that you never met number one?
Very astute. Yes.
And did this number two tell you why you were there?
They wanted information.
Has to be the Soviets. They lifted him.
Very possibly.
Were they Russians?
All nationalities.
But number two, he was the one in charge.
He? She? They kept changing.
A woman in charge?
Sometimes. Terrifying, isn't it?
Was number two ever a Russian?
No.
Did they get anything out of you?
They pretty much knew everything anyway.
So you talked?
I didn't say a damn thing!
If, as you say, they knew it all anyway, what exactly did they want to know?
Well, ZM73?
They wanted to know why I resigned. Don't tell me. That's what you want to know too.
Did you tell them why you resigned?
No.
Why not?
Because it was none of their damned business, and it's none of yours, either.
Oh, I think it is.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Why is that piece of information so important to you, ZM73?
Why don't you just call me Number Six?
You still think we're connected to this village place?
How do I know you're not? To be frank, I don't even know if you're real.
What?
If any of this is real, is it? You tell me how I'm meant to know, eh? Danvers?
Why are you getting angry?
You want to stop me being angry? You want answers? You want me to trust you? Trust that this isn't just some kind of fake reality like it was before?
Before?
They must have drugged him.
Oh, sounds like it.
I don't have the words to describe what they did to me. I don't know if it was drugs or... All I know is that they had me here, right in the palm of their hand, and whenever they wanted to, they just squeezed, crushed me. Pushed me this way and that, tried to break me, tried to drive me insane, and all to find out why I resigned. All for that one piece of unimportant information, all that time, effort, ingenuity. Why? That's what I want to know. Why?
Perhaps the reason for your resignation is a vital piece of intelligence for them.
Is it for you? Well, is it?
We don't know, but we'd like to find out. You owe us that, at least.
I'll tell you what you owe me. You owe me proof that this is real, and if it is, I want you to find that place.
The village?
Yes, Danvers, the bloody village! Are you paying attention? Or would you just like to go and make another pot of drugged tea?
I think you suffered mental damage, sir.
Danvers! Get off me!
Control yourself, man.
What do you want, ZM73? Why do you want us to find that place, the village? Why do you want us to find it for you?
That's my business! Please, let me go! But I want to know this is all real.
And how do we prove that to you?
Take me to Westminster Bridge. To the Thames.
And if we do that...
Just do it!
I think we should, sir.
Very well.
Why Westminster Bridge?
Don't you know, Danvers? Don't you remember?
What?
Is this safe, sir? He could make a run for it. I don't think he's entirely stable.
Thorpe, what do you think?
He's clearly been through some sort of ordeal. Brainwashing of some order, certainly. I think this could be a make-or-break moment.
Make-or-break?
What do you mean?
When he decides what's real and what isn't.
What the hell's he doing?
ZM73! What are they... Good God, man!
Only one way to find out.
Danvers! Stop him!
Get down from there!
Too late!
Make or break.
He's chucked in the bloody river!
Well, he'll drown in there! Or poison himself, the water's filthy.
Get to a phone box, Danvers. Alert the river police. Code 09.
Sir?
Just get on with it, man!
No. Is it real? Can it be real this time?
We want information.
Put him in!
My God, he's heavy!
That's it.
Is he all right? I'd say so. He's certainly breathing. So is that enough of a shock to your noddle, old chap?
Maybe.
You're a tough customer, aren't you, number six?
What?
Sorry.
All right, let's get him ashore.
Don't ever call me that.
All right, all right. Do you trust that this is real now?
Grief, man, what were you thinking?
He's suicidal, if you ask me.
I told you, make or break. He was trying to shock himself back to reality, weren't you, old chap?
You think you're very clever, don't you, Thorpe?
Perhaps. But do you trust us now?
I just want two things from you.
Two things? What two things?
And why? Then I'll trust you. Then I'll tell you why I've resigned.
What is it you want?
First, you have all the course information from my log. Check?
Check.
With that, your people should be able to narrow down where the village is.
If it exists.
That's what you're going to find out, Danvers.
You want us to find the village?
I can see it would be theoretically possible. What's the second thing?
Let me go home.
Oh, what do you think, Thorpe?
He'll just run.
I didn't ask you, Danvers.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Well?
I'd advise against it. I think he's still unstable.
I'm going to overrule you on this one, Thorpe. He's our top man.
Used to be.
You're right, Danvers. Still... For old time's sake, and because he's clearly still as tough as nails, I'm willing to trust him. But let's make sure there's a tail on him, shall we?
Hello? Kate? Brenda? Kate?
Some lowly position in Whitehall. Nothing important.
Nothing special, even though he had to sign the Official Secrets Act, but that was standard practice. And they gave me a number. A number to call if I should ever hear anything about him from anyone. What am I supposed to think about that? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with my life?
I didn't hear you come in.
Do you think I'm crazy?
I'm not your Robin Redbreast.
I know.
I'm not Peter Smith either.
I guessed that. Oh, your clothes. You look soaked through.
Oh. Long story. It must be difficult when someone dies and there's no proof.
The number they gave me.
What about it?
I...
You called it. Why?
Because of you.
What did you tell them?
What you told me, and the number you mentioned.
Six.
ZM73.
What did they say?
That you worked for them.
Used to work for them.
That's not what they said.
What else?
That you were coming back here, that I should look after you.
Look after? Anything else?
No. Do you believe me? You don't.
Do you work for them?
Who?
You tell me.
I don't understand.
Don't you?
You think I work for the government? For the Secret Service or something?
Or others?
Others?
The village.
There's something about this village I don't understand.
But you believe it exists?
I suppose so. Why would you lie about it?
Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I just hallucinated it all.
Did you?
How would I know? What is it you don't understand about the village?
If they were keeping you there by force, how come they all just went away and let you escape? It doesn't make sense.
You think I don't know that?
I don't think you believe I'm part of this village.
Oh. And why would that be?
Because... There's a connection between us.
Because of your Robin Redbreast?
No, not that, but I can see something in you I recognise.
I'm just wearing your husband's clothes, that's all.
I don't mean that. I mean that you've lost someone. Haven't you? You have, I can tell.
It isn't the same.
Are you sure?
She's not dead.
Who isn't?
Janet.
Janet. Your wife.
Never mind.
But you lost her.
Yes, I lost her.
And don't you want to find her again?
You don't understand. The last time I saw her, she was gone. No, Robin Redbreast, just gone.
No, I don't understand.
It doesn't matter.
I think it does. To you?
Don't presume to know what's in my mind. My thoughts and feelings are my own.
All right. All right. Look, I've got some more clothes you can change into, even if you're not going to tell me why you're soaked through.
It isn't worth explaining.
If you say so. What are you looking at?
That calendar. Is that today's date?
Yes. I turned the number after you left. What? What is it?
It's my birthday tomorrow.
I'll buy you a drink.
When am I?
Did you defect? What do you think?
By the way.
I'm sure it'd be better.
No time to lose, I'm afraid. I'm sure you understand.
What the hell?
Thank you.
Peter, I'm sorry, but he insisted.
Peter, oh dear. ZM73, been fibbing to the ladies, have we? Anyway, sorry to barge in. Many happy returns.
Oh, thank you.
I must say, you look a bit peaky. Swallowing a few pints of the Thames probably didn't help.
The Thames?
Neither did your interrogation.
Interrogation?
Oh, well, it's all forgotten now, old chap. We've got a mission to complete.
Can somebody explain what on earth is going on?
Afraid not, my dear. Official secrets and all that. Could you leave us alone, please?
What? No! This is my house. You can't just...
I think you know that we can just do anything we please, my dear.
You'd better let him have his own way, Kate, or he'll put you in a tin box.
This is about that village place, isn't it?
Oh, you've told her. What have you told her?
None of your business.
Very well. But there'll be consequences if she hears this.
The Official Secrets Act.
Something like that. Look, ZM73, there's no time to lose. We've analysed your log and correlated all the data we can, and we reckon we've narrowed down the location of the village.
Why the hurry?
Because the people who run this place must know you've escaped by now.
Maybe. So?
So we don't want to give them time to shut up shop and leave before we can discover them.
But why on earth will they desert the place and
We've
leave?
Got to find the village as soon as possible. Then we can make all of your dreams come true and wipe it off the face of the earth.
But how very obliging of you.
We aim to please, old chap.
Where do you think it is?
All right. We estimate you would have averaged around 3.5 knots. Your log says you slept 4 hours out of each 24. That means you were on a northeasterly course for approximately 1,750 miles. The climate was equable. We know where you swam ashore. Take a look at this map. We've marked your maximum and minimum range and given a wide allowance for your direction. But it's pretty clear the only area you could have come from is around here.
Somewhere off the coast of Morocco.
Possibly an uncharted small island. What do you think?
What do you think?
As I said, I think we haven't a moment to lose.
Exactly, are you taking me?
Classified RAF airbase. I'm a qualified pilot.
Quite a hero, aren't you?
I'll fly you myself.
I'm impressed. But shouldn't we consult control before
This is on his orders. Seems the old man has a soft spot for you.
Yes. Doesn't it?
So, he just went with the other gentleman?
Yes. To find his village.
Village? Is that where he came from?
I suppose so.
Do you think he'll come back?
I really don't know. Anyway, I must get on. I've got work to do.
I'll put the coffee on.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Brenda. I'll get it, don't worry. Oh, you again.
Mind if I come in?
As a matter of fact, I do. Do you mind? What do you think you're doing?
Got any robin redbreasts in here, have you?
What? How? Who are you?
Who is anyone? How can you tell?
So, what's that supposed to even mean?
What if your husband wasn't the robin?
What?
Brenda! I think you should call the police.
Sorry. Brenda's gone bye-byes.
What?
Brenda!
What if the robin was your husband? Don't worry. It'll all be over soon.
Out. You comfortable back there, ZM73?
No.
Let's just get on with this, shall we?
Your wish is my command.
Come. Ah, Danvers. Is it...
Time they checked in, sir.
Switch it on.
Sir.
Run, scrambler.
This is CHQ to 55 Delta Tango 6. Do you read me? Over. This is CHQ to 55 Delta Tango 6. Do you read me? Over.
This is 55 Delta Tango 6, reading you loud and clear, CHQ. We are now entering the main search area. I'm descending for low-level search. Over.
Can we speak to ZM-73? Over.
I'm here. Over.
Have you spotted anything you recognize? Over.
Nothing yet. Although...
What's happening? Why can't we hear him?
I'm not sure, sir. The signal seems to be... CHQ to 55 Delta Tango 6. Do you read me? Over. We have lost your signal. Repeat, we have lost your signal. Over.
Can they hear us? Have we lost contact?
Just concentrate on the search. I'll try to regain contact. What did you see down there?
I'm not sure. Too much cloud cover. Something over to the west. Can you make another pass? Where the hell did that come from?
No idea.
The weather was fine a moment ago.
Seems to be clearing again.
Yes. It's cleared up again. No sign of cloud cover anymore. How the hell did that happen?
Don't knock it, old boy. Just use the opportunity. See anything now?
Wait a minute.
What?
Down there, to the left. About 9 o'clock, you see it?
Is that it?
I think... Yes. There it is. We found it. That's it. That's the village.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Get in closer.
All right. Moving in now.
Get control on the radio.
Still no luck there. Pity I don't have the authority to fire a missile.
What do you mean?
Did you say you wanted to come back and wipe this place off the face of the earth?
No. I realize now. You said that's what I'd said.
What are you getting at?
I did say that, but not to you.
Are you sure, old boy?
What do you mean?
Be seeing you.
Still deserted. What?
Morning, number 6.
Kate?
Welcome back to the village.
So, it wasn't real?
Oh, I think you know it was, Peter. I thought it best not to disturb you after your bumpy landing by the stone boat.
It was all lies. You were lying to me.
Ejector seats are such a thrilling way to travel, though, aren't they?
Who are you?
Do you really need to ask? I am wearing a badge, after all. Aren't you more curious about this? Shall I unwrap it? I know I'm a day late, but with all the excitement, I didn't find time to bake it myself. Here, allow me. The The icing was my specified design. Do you like it?
A robin redbreast.
Many happy returns, number 6.